In my life, I mean, I'm fortunate enough, I guess. I'm 28 years old, and I'm single, where I know a woman, I can tell, you know, the woman wants to come up and tell me, you know, yeah, I think you're good looking or whatever. I'd like you to maybe ask me to dance or whatever, but she don't have the courage to do it. And so I wind up going over and saying, okay, you know, what are you drinking or whatever? And
so you are saying to me that it would cut through a lot of the problems?
Yeah, if a woman would just come over to me and say, you know, I think you're handsome and why don't you buy me a drink? Women don't have that kind of courage, social courage. And I'm saying on your show tonight, on all the women out on the talk radio show, that they should have courage enough to come up to a guy and say, hey, you know. And
so that story that I told about Jen, you applaud her?
Yeah, I think that's great, you know. She sees a guy that's hot, you know. I mean, it's just women out there, you see a guy that's hot. Yeah, you gotta go up to him and just say, you know, I think you're very hot, you know, I'd like to buy you a drink. Can we have a dance or whatever? Because what that does is it cuts through it. Otherwise, he's gonna see that you're hot on him and he's gonna have to go over and buy you a drink or whatever. And that's not, you know.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with a guy traditionally going over? He may know that the woman's attracted to him. What's wrong with him going over there and saying, you know, I'd like to buy you a drink?
I mean, for me, for instance, I'm single, I'm 20 years old, you know, I do pharmaceutical sales, I do telephone sales for a pharmaceutical company, and so I don't have all the money in the world right now, although I am doing some different things on the side to improve my business, but it costs a lot of money. I mean, you wind up, you can spend $150 in a bar on a Friday night buying drinks for all the women that is attracted to you because they don't have the guts to come up and say they think you're hot, you know? So, because she won't come up to me and say, I think you're hot. I got to go over to her, and I wind up spending, you know.
Well, when you're spending, how much money are you spending in a bar on buying women drinks?
Well, you're talking about like 20 different women or something one night, you know, that I got to go over to, and I go, okay, I guess I got to break the ice because she's not going to come up to me and tell me that she thinks I'm hot because I know that she does. So I got to go over there and say, okay, I'll buy you a Captain Morgan's and Coke, you know, whatever, CC and 7, whatever, you know. And that's like $4.50 for a drink, and I wind up spending $100. And then you're deciding, you know.
Well, let me ask you something. If the woman's really attracted to you, and you know it, you go over and you offer to buy her a drink. What are you buying 20 different women?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, you see what I'm saying? You're buying 20 different women in the place. There's 20 different women that are attracted to you.
Well, what happens is you go over to her. You know, I think you're very, you know, okay, whatever. You know, can I buy a drink? And if she's not leaving with you or she's not going to go home with you, that's $4.50 out of pocket. Okay, I'm out of pocket, $4.50 right there. And I can go out by, in the next half hour, maybe buy 10 other chicks a drink. I'm out of pocket, you know, like whatever, you know, it's going to be like $50 or whatever, $60 with tip. And I would save a lot more.
So it's expensive.
Well, yeah, it's expensive, but it's also much better if the woman would come over to the man and say, I think you're hot. Yeah, I get you a drink. Because I know if she's looking at me and she's attracted to me.
Let me, I'm going to get this very clear here, Chris, because we were just talking about Jen saying to the guy, I think you're really cute. On any given Friday night when you're in a bar, there's 20 women who think you're hot.
Well, yeah, but that's my situation is like I'm very good looking. Okay, I work out. I've got a nice build. I am very good looking. I mean, women do, you know, want to, I guess, what you say, be with me or whatever, but a lot of them, it's very shy. You know, so I got to go over and...
You have to go over and break the ice because they won't.
They won't do it. And I'm saying to you tonight on your talk radio program, which I just started listening to a couple weeks ago, I think you got a good show and everything. And that,
thank you.
If the women's would come up to the guy and say, you know, I noticed you come in, I think you're very hot, you know, I'd like to buy you a drink, that cuts the ice, cuts through a lot of the stuff. The guy's not so much having to buy drinks, and, you know, then when you decide to leave with him, the two of you kind of like have split the cost on it.
What is your name, pal?
My name's Chris, Phil.
Okay, you're calling from Redondo Beach.
Yeah.
All right, so what you're saying here, Chris, is you encourage women to do exactly what Jen did. Say to the guy, hey, I think you're cute. Hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that because if you're turned on to the guy, just do it, you know. Why wait for the guy to come over? I mean, because I see this happen every time with me on a Friday night. See, 10, you know, 5 or 10, or well, I don't know how many, but you know, there's a bunch of chicks that are like, think I'm hot, you know. But I gotta go over and say, okay, you know, like I said to my friend of mine, Jan, who who I go drinking with, and I said, it's a chick right over there. Thinks I'm hot, but she won't come over. You know?
You're saying this to your friend.
That's right. So I gotta go over, buy her a drink, and, you know, break the ice with her, even though she thinks I'm hot. Okay.
All right, so let the women start buying the drinks, huh?
Yeah, I think so. But I think it takes courage, and I think you just need to come up to a guy, to a guy like me and say, I think you're hot, you know? Let's do it.
Boy, man, I gotta tell you something. You're a lucky guy. You're a good-looking guy.
Yeah, well.
No, really. Don't be shy.
Yeah, I've been told I'm pretty hot-looking.
Okay. I never had that benefit of being hot-looking. I was always just, you know, fiddle. So I had to go over and break the ice, not knowing whether the woman was turned on to me. And you're saying that you can tell that.
Yeah, you can tell pretty much, yeah. You see that the woman just, you know, she's eyeing you up and down. I mean, it happens to me a lot. I don't know if it happens to a guy like you, but there's probably not a lot of guys that it happens to me a lot. You know?
So the women should be breaking the ice. It's an interesting concept. Will you hold on, Chris, okay?
Yeah, Phil.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. That's Chris calling from Redondo Beach, where it would be much easier if the women would just walk up to the guy and say, I think you're hot, let me buy you a drink, as opposed to him having to go over and break the ice. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show. We're talking to a young man named Chris. He's 28, he's single, he does the bar scene. Any ideas of getting married soon, Chris?
I'm sorry?
Any ideas, sir, of getting married soon?
No, not really. I'm not, you know, interested right now in getting married. I'm trying to get my business together and everything. I do pharmaceutical sales. Eventually I do want to, buy my own business. And,
okay. So you're out there, you're dating chicks or whatever, and you're meeting them in bars, and you're saying you would be very appreciative if more women would come up to you and say, I think you're hot. I'd like to buy you a drink. 'Cause that saves you what?
I just think it's more honest. I think it saves the guy the time of, you know, having to buy a drink. And it saves, like, you know, the money. Cause you put out a lot of money when you're buying a drink. If the chick could come up and just say you're hot, you know, then you wouldn't have a problem.
All right, here is Atlanta. Would you mind taking some phone calls?
I don't know, like from listeners?
Yeah, there's people calling in who want to comment. You mind taking some phone calls?
No, I mean, I just feel the way I do.
No, I understand you feel the way you do, but we'll take some calls from some people who want to comment, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I just had a comment. I do agree that women should be more able to approach men and say, hey, I like you.
Right.
You look good or whatever the case
right,
may be.
Right, right, right.
Can I buy you a drink?
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that she wants to take you home. And just because you spend money on her to buy her a drink, it's like, if I understand you correctly, you're saying it's a waste of time and money if you go around and spend $150 on different women trying to buy them drinks.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is that I'm out of pocket like $150 on a weekend, okay? And she's not going home with me?
Right, but you're like...
See what I'm saying? I mean, that's like...
You're spending money on 20 different women trying to get them to go home.
Are you trying to go to bed with all of these women?
Well, I mean... I don't understand. I mean, that's the reason why you go to a bar. I mean, you want to get it, do the do.
Okay, well.
You know what I'm saying?
Your agenda may be something different than the women that you're meeting at the bar. They may be just out to have a good time, not necessarily to go home with somebody.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. All I'm just saying is it'd be good if women just come up and say, hey, I think you're hot, you know, rather than me have to sit there and I know they're looking at me.
So you want a woman to come up and say, oh, Chris, I think you're just gorgeous.
That's what she's thinking. That's what she's thinking.
How do you know that?
Because you can tell. She's checking you out.
Just because somebody admires you or thinks you look good doesn't mean they want to go sleep with you.
Okay, well, let's say she doesn't want to go sleep with me, but she knows she's looking at me. She thinks I'm hot, you know? And rather than me go over and I got to spend $4.50 on a Captain Morgan's and Coke or I got to buy her CC and 7 or whatever, you know? I mean, it'd be bitching if she just go over and say, hey, you're hot, you know?
Well,
that way she can buy me the drink.
I agree with that.
My
particular point is that the reason you're doing it is to go and get these women to take them home.
I don't know how to say this, but I'm very good looking. You know, a lot of women think I'm hot, you know?
But just because they think you're hot, I mean, it's like they're not even worth the effort to get to know. You just want to buy them the drinks and get them in the bed.
Well, not necessarily, you know, but I don't really want to buy all the drinks. If they think I'm hot, once they come up to me and just say I'm hot, you know, buy me a drink.
And then you want to take them home and get them in.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have to find out, you know. I'm not saying I'm attracted to every woman I buy a drink for, but, you know, if they look at me and they think I'm hot, I guess I got to go and buy them a drink. Otherwise, they're going to sit there and not say I'm hot.
Well, what are you saying, man? All right, so what if a chick is looking at you and she thinks you're hot? Do you have to buy her drink? Why don't you ignore her?
Otherwise, man, she's going to be sit there all night checking me out.
So,
you know, and that's...
You don't have to buy her a drink. You could go talk to her.
Well, I don't... Maybe, okay, but, I mean, it would be nice if she come and buy me a drink, is all I'm saying.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
Do you understand what he's saying? Because I guess I get it, but I'm not quite clear. You want her to buy you the drink, so you'll save yourself the time and trouble of buying the drink?
Well, that's all I'm saying is I'm out of pocket, you know, like $100 or something, buying drinks for these chicks that think I'm hot.
Okay, here's Loganville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, fine. I'm fine.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Thank you.
No, I was calling about, I believe it's Chris. And talking to women and buying them drinks?
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Phil.
I am a woman who goes up and talks to guys.
Great. Great.
It's been very successful. I've made a lot of good friends and met a lot of people.
Right.
But, I mean, I've bought guys drinks before.
Right.
I tend to sit
that's
down
good.
And talk
that's
to
what I'm
talk.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. But, see,
yeah.
It sounds like you're buying a drink and then trying to find out if they're a brain or just a body.
No, I'm looking at these chicks checking me out.
Okay,
going, okay,
so you're actually
just,
looking for the social signs?
She's looking. No, I can see that they're checking me out, you know.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, why doesn't she just come up to me and tell me that she thinks I'm hot and buy me a drink?
Okay, because, see, I'm...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
as opposed to me,
see, I'm also good-looking. I'm not a bombshell. I'm like 5'6".
Right, I'm very good-looking, too.
You know, and I'm pretty cute, and I'm kind
right.
of slim.
I'm
when I'm looking
too.
At a guy talking to me...
Right.
The way I see it is if he buys me a drink before
right.
he's found out if I'm a brain or
right.
a body,
right.
I just ignore him. He's trash.
Well,
he's after one thing.
But these chicks are checking me out. Why
right.
don't they, why don't they come up to me?
Way.
Why don't they come up to me and buy me a drink?
Well, probably because they're trying to play the same social rituals that has gone on for millennia.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know,
right.
like if they think I'm hot, if they
way.
Think I'm hot looking, just come over and buy me a drink. Like
I
you,
agree.
You know.
They should be more aggressive.
Right. Now, you're the kind of woman who would. I mean, if I walked into a bar, because I'm very good looking, okay,
right.
I don't really, you know, you'd want to buy me a drink.
Have you considered why they're not talking to you? Or not?
They're nervous, because they're nervous around, you know, I'm very good looking.
Okay.
You know?
So, it's just because you're big. You're a big guy. You're built.
I'm very handsome.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, you, a woman like you, you got no problem with that. That's really cool. You know, I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
probably, if I don't know where you, do you live in California or what?
No, I live in Loganville, Georgia.
Oh, yeah? Do you ever get out here?
No, actually I don't.
Yeah.
I tend to try to stay on ground that doesn't shake.
Yeah, I hear you there, you know.
But no,
I mean, that'd be very cool, you know, if you ever get out to, like, Redondo Beach, California, I hang at the Rusty Pelican down there.
Okay.
And, you know, come
good
on
Good plug
in.
For your bar, though.
What?
Good plug for your bar.
Yeah, it's a really good bar, you know, there's a lot of nice people there, everybody has a good time and everything, but...
Well, my thought
I'd really appreciate it, if, you know, if you walked in and you think I'm hot, you know, you come over and buy me a drink.
Well, hey, I would.
That'd be really cool, you know.
I was brought up very aggressive, very
cool.
liberal family.
That's really great.
But I was taught that
yeah.
the same mating rituals that have
would
gone on
buy,
for
would,
so long that, yeah, if I'm checking you out,
you check me
come
out.
Over and buy me a drink before you talk to me.
When you check a guy out, like, what do you do?
Honestly, I do look at him like the eye contact you said.
Right.
But I tend to turn my body more towards him to show
you,
I'm more receptive to talking to him.
Right, but I mean, you're checking him out, you know, like
yeah,
physically.
I'm not peeking out the side of my eye. I mean,
you're checking out the whole physical, you're checking his whole physical package out or what?
Honestly, I'll walk by him if I'm trying to be subtle.
Right.
You
okay,
know,
hold on,
not,
hold on.
Not,
Phil Henry Show. Whatever. Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. I keep marveling. We have a young man on the line. His name is Chris. He is 28 years of age. He wishes that women would just come up to him and tell him that they think he's hot and buy him a drink. That would save you the trouble. Right, Chris?
Yeah, but I want you to also understand that, I mean, they do think I'm hot. I mean,
No. The women are really attracted to you.
Yeah, they are. I mean, because I can tell they're checking me out, you know. And why don't they come up and say I'm hot, you know? Otherwise, I got to buy them a CCN7. That's $450 out of pocket. And
but a lot of your complaint has to do with the money you're spending buying women drinks, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do like $100-$150 just because these chicks are too nervous, you know. I mean, whatever happened to this whole liberation thing, man? I was hearing about women, you know, what they call women liberation or women liberation or whatever that. What happened to that, you know? where the women would come up and say, you know, I think you're hot, you know. What happened to that whole when there was burning brasiers and stuff? You know, what happened to that, man? I mean,
So you think that women are not as liberated as they say they are?
Yeah, that stuff was cool. I mean, and no, I don't think they, you know, I don't think they're doing it. I mean, I thought when they were burning their bras, that was pretty hot, you know. The whole thing. And yet they're still not have no courage, you know, like to come up to a guy and say, you know, I think you're hot, you know, like to buy a drink, whatever, you know, whatever, you know, one thing leads to another, you know. I mean, when that happens on the rare occasion, you know, I went to a bar about 2 weeks ago and, you know, this chick's checking me out. She thinks I'm hot, you know, and she came over, you know, and she said, yeah, I think you're pretty hot. And one thing led to another and it was like 5 o'clock where, you know, one thing just led to another. And, you know, I had early morning dew, man. So, I mean,
it worked out for you, huh?
I'm sorry?
It worked out for you that when the woman came up to you and was courageous enough to say, I think you're pretty hot, you guys went home together?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking boing, man. I mean, it just happened, so.
Okay, this lady was hanging out in Loganville, and we got some other calls to go to.
I really appreciate you talking to me, and
it's fun. Loganville, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. So you hear what Chris's main thing is, if just the women, whatever happened to this women's liberation thing?
Yeah. I am a women's liber.
Is this the
I'm
same,
not an insane liber.
Is this the same chick that was in Georgia?
Yeah. But see, I don't, you know, walking around without a bra?
Ain't you gonna
go burning bras, Dave. That's uncomfortable.
What did you say, Chris?
Are you going to go to another call, or is this the same chick that was in Georgia?
I want to hear what the lady has to say. Did you basically say?
What's your name?
My name's Claudia. I was the same caller about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Rosita.
Yeah, sweet.
No, what I'm saying is, yes, Women's Lib is still active. It's just we're not as insane about it as we are. We're more subtle because when you scream Women's Lib into a man's face, they tend to back off. It scares more men than it does attract.
Not me, baby.
Well,
I'm ready.
Just like there are not a lot of women who approach men and say, hey, let me get your rum and coke. There are just as many men who back up when I do that.
You sound like a party girl.
No, I'm actually not.
You're not?
No.
Are you currently seeing anybody?
Yes, I am.
Oh, really?
And I asked him out.
Did you meet him over at like in a club or something?
Actually, yes.
Really?
But he's a great guy. I approached
him. Was it like,
him,
can I just ask you, was it like boing, you know, like right off the bat? You know,
I don't go home and do the first guy I meet.
Really?
I wait. Because I don't want to be an eighth patient waiting to happen.
Well, can I ask you a question? How much money did he spend?
I said, I asked him.
But he didn't
have to spend money.
Oh, man, that is so awesome. But you didn't go home with him.
No, not the first night.
That's
I don't believe that women...
That's the only
being
part
a women's liver doesn't mean spread them on demand.
That's the only part that kind of, you know, brings me down.
Well, sex is, to me,
you know,
is not...
Wait,
it's not just an animal act.
She bought,
should be involved.
Yeah, she bought him the drinks, okay?
Yeah, but she,
right.
She didn't. I mean, nothing
he
happened.
Was willing.
Nothing happened.
But no, something did happen.
Do you like that?
Oh, I love it.
You love that? Because
absolutely.
I'm very much into the sensuality of
honey,
seven to seven.
You're talking about waking up with you, 7 to 7.
All right.
But what I can say is, I'm selective. I don't spread them on demand.
So what you're saying
buying
is,
a drink to me is equal to a bribe. It does not entitle you to screw.
Well, I mean, but I don't get it, so.
A drink's $5. If you want your $5 back, I can give you $5. You know, no big deal.
But you bought him drinks.
Right.
You thought he was hot.
Right.
But there was no, you did not know, have no sense?
No, we didn't need sex.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
A good.
What's
a
that
good
to get, man?
What, a good brain.
What does that mean?
Just because you look good doesn't mean I can sit there and have a conversation with you.
No,
I have, there
I'm
has to be
good.
More content to a relationship.
But I'm very
sex.
Good looking.
Huh?
I'm very good looking.
But how smart are you?
Hey, I'm number one in sales, the pharmaceutical sales company
that's
that I work
right.
for, okay?
That's wonderful.
And I also
but what, where's
own...
your IQ level? Is it hanging around 80 or is it up around 160?
I got a brand new Camaro.
See, you're more materialistic.
Box
more
interior.
Cerebral.
What?
You're more materialistic. You like things. I like
see,
brains.
Phil, you there?
I'm right here.
See, this, I'd be put off by now because she's like talking like by now. If I bought her a drink by now, we should have been getting down to what's important, you know?
Right.
And no, she's talking about herself. She's talking about
right.
her life. This is an interesting, I've been eavesdropping because this sounds like the conversation the two of you would have right. at a bar, okay? And you keep trying to push it towards sex, and she's trying to tell you about herself.
Right.
Which is really important, okay?
Yeah, but the problem is...
Sex is a thing, huh?
Little Chris,
dogs do it every day.
Little Chris would be bored by now, man, if you know what I'm talking
right.
about. You know what I'm talking
little
about?
Little Chris doesn't mean, you know what?
You know what I'm talking about, little Chris.
A relationship and actually being an adult and
right.
rather than a teenager.
Yeah.
It's far
wait,
more
you
important
know, and,
to have
and by
content.
The way, excuse me, you don't need that little Chris stuff, okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying little Chris would be bored, you know?
Yeah, the little Chris stuff is so mundane. Knock it off. You're talking about your sex, your sexual organs?
Whatever, you know.
Whatever, okay. I mean, just, you know.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, I'm sitting here with fresh cut wood. And this babe's trying to talk to me about, you know, my brain, you know, whatever. I mean,
well, if there's
I got
no
fresh cut wood, man.
If your soul into who you are and it's just your ego, no
wow.
woman's going to go home.
Okay,
no
so can I safely assume by now, Chris, you would have moved down the bar?
Oh, I would have left her at the bar, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I would have told my three friends that came with me, don't touch him. AIDS waiting to happen.
Man, that's a cold shot.
And
that
you
is
know
a
how
cold shot, man.
And I,
no, that is a...
I know it.
You know that's a cold shot.
Yeah,
AIDS waiting to happen.
But women rely on other women's talk. And I'm
so
serious.
you would have told your other three friends, this guy that you were talking to...
Don't touch him. He's out the way, honey. And that's
well, what do you think your friends are... So you're telling your friends that they don't want to have...
What do you
the
think the other...
Hey, if I'm
going to sit there and say, oh, hey, man, you can get a free drink off of him and just, you know, turn around and leave, and he'll move on. You know, a lot of women are drink hounds.
I'm talking about Ponderosa Pine. I'm talking about talking to you and your friend. Let's get something going on. And you're
right,
all
and
about
what's
like,
that something going on? Is it intelligent conversation, or is it
I'm not at some lecture, man. I'm there for.
No, you don't have to be.
I want to get.
You can sit there and talk about ESPN.
Early morning.
You can talk about the Discovery.
You can talk about stuff that interests you guys, all right? But
no,
it's obvious that you're sitting there.
Content other than.
Well, wait a second. You come over to me because you think I'm hot looking.
Right.
And you buy me a drink.
Yeah.
And now you're talking to me like about what my, like that, what was that thing I seen on TV one day that, it's called PBS?
Yeah.
You're
no,
talking like that?
No, PBS, please, that's for kids. But no, I mean.
All I want to do is pet the kitty and you're talking to me about PBS.
I would turn around and say, hey, have a nice evening. See you later, okay? Hope I see you again. You know,
wow.
I wouldn't be rude.
So you would have bought him a drink though?
If I got that far,
at least I got the free drink
out of it. You know, a dodo bird. You know, the extinct variety, you know, lower brained organism.
See,
I would have turned
okay.
around and left. I was like, oh, hey,
now.
I got to go back to my friends. See you later.
And
I would have been rude about it.
I get the feeling now you guys are laughing at me, right?
Absolutely.
The point that I tried
women, you know how women travel to the bathroom in packs?
Yeah, and they go, and I know they go into the bathroom and they'll say, okay, what about that guy that I'm with? And
yeah,
you guys
you
start,
to the bathroom. They walk back to the bar and they say, oh, how was
okay.
it?
Okay, well, all this is really, academic, okay? Because,
yeah. Cerebral.
Because I'm really good looking.
What?
And if you didn't want to, you know, if you didn't want the Ponderosa Pine, I guarantee you one of your girlfriends would, you know, so. That's where that's at.
I can guarantee you they would.
Man, you put little Chris
in a coma. Those girls have IQs over 140.
I don't know, whatever that means.
Anybody under 100 would lay you in a heartbeat, honey. But
whatever that means.
That, honey, you would have mat time.
Okay. Listen, thank you, ma'am, very much. It was a very interesting call. Because,
thank
again,
you.
It sounded like the two of you were standing there. Did you hear anything?
I'll tell you right now, she put little Chris in a coma, man, with that rap. You know, I'm very, very hot, okay? And
I got it, pal. You're hot. But it depends on who's going to be buying you the drink, okay?
Hold on for a minute.
What are you doing?
Trying to wake up little Chris. Come on.
Cut it out, will you, please?
I swear to God.
Just knock it off. Redlands on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good, thanks. I have some advice for Chris. I was thinking that maybe Chris just needs to go out and get a hooker before he goes out for the night. He might even save $50, bring it down to $100,
no,
and then he can go out and relax and have a good time like the rest of us,
no,
normal human beings.
Chicks are checking me out. I don't need to buy a hooker.
Well, apparently you do, though, because you're spending more money on drinks for these women than you are on a hooker.
Hey, I'm selective.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, what's the matter?
I don't have a problem. You have a problem.
What's my problem? All I'm saying is that if the women's had more courage to come up and buy a drink for a man that they think is hot,
Okay. With people like you around.
You're intimidated by me. I
don't have to buy a man a drink because, well, first of all, like
to.
The last caller, I was trying to have a little conversation first.
No, if you think the guy's hot looking, why wouldn't you buy him a drink?
I would if I had a decent conversation with him and we were enjoying each other's
That's
company.
Not how you do it. That's not how you do it. Hello, I got to give you some advice. That's not how you do it.
You
go up to the guy and you say, you know, I think you're hot or whatever. I think you're attractive. I buy you a drink. And then you can have a conversation over a cocktail, okay? What are you going to sit down and have a conversation with an empty glass? I don't think so. You got to buy the cocktail.
You're right. The only way most of us people can have a conversation is with a cocktail. There's no conversation in this world without a drink.
All right, man, thanks. Here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Chris, dog, you know, I go off to the pub, but I think you're clowning yourself, man. You're talking about...
What are you doing, man? What are you doing, mixing paint? What are you doing, dude?
Dude, right on, dude. But, hey, man, check it out. You're clowning yourself. You see, you're going up, spending all this money on 20 women, buying them
drinks. Hey, man, I know about women. Don't tell
because
me, okay, man.
You know
I don't need no advice, man. You know more
bucks.
Of it, man. I don't need no advice from you, man. I know what's going on.
You know, you're,
I know what time it is, man.
You're buying 20 drinks.
Whatever,
you're
man.
You're looking at that group, number one.
Yeah, the chicks don't come up.
Like, yeah, this is a free drink. I'm going to get on.
Hey, have you ever had a chick buy you a drink?
What's that?
Have you ever had a chick buy you a drink?
Yeah, the you bought drinks, they came over and bought me a drink.
Yeah, right, man.
They did.
These chicks are hot, man.
You're wasting your money on them while they're wasting it on me. You're trying too hard, man. You're clowning yourself.
No, man, I do nothing, man.
You're going out to the club. You're going out to the club, and you're clowning yourself because all they're doing, they're watching. They're checking you out because you look like a nerd, and you're going to spend some money on it.
No way, man.
And then they're going to walk on, and they're going to go with the real man.
Dude, I'm very, very hot. Hey, man, you're working on Friday night, man. So what's your excuse?
I can hear.
Yeah, you better catch that phone, man. I can hear like the security shack's ringing, man.
Yeah, man. I know.
I heard it.
Where are you at though? You're not at the club buying some drinks.
I'm
running out of money.
Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm on a payphone
at
the club.
You're at a payphone?
Yeah, or at the restaurant.
Ooh, Chris. You're at a payphone.
Yeah, man. At least
you are looking for hookers.
Hey, you know what I'm gonna do, man? I'm gonna go back inside. I'm gonna buy a chicken drink.
You're gonna buy 25 women.
I'm gonna
go home and masturbate.
And you're over there catching the security shack phone, man. That's what you're doing.
At least I don't have to go buy 20 women drinks, look like a moron.
Hey, man.
How do you think that's making us other guys feel, Chris? You know,
you
have to be a man, and you're playing yourself.
Hey, dude,
you're spending money Friday night. You think you're that good looking, and it's not getting you nowhere.
Dude,
so
you're not
that good looking.
You're weak,
These
dude.
Women you talk to just like free drinks.
Dude, you're weak, man.
I'm not weak, Chris.
I'm not
you just can't face
Friday
the
night,
truth.
Man. I'm not spending
you
Friday night.
You can't face it, Chris. You can't face it.
Hey, listen to me, man. I'm not spending Friday night mixing paint, man. You are, okay?
Yeah, but you're spending Friday night at a payphone. I got a life, Chris. See, I don't need to buy 20 women a drink. I got a life.
Where are you, Chris? You're at the payphone?
I'm at the payphone right around the corner for the Rusty Pelican.
And you're calling a talk show.
What about it?
Well, why aren't you inside, man, scoring or something?
Yeah,
why aren't you inside?
There's women in there thirsty because you're talking to us.
I'm biding my time, man.
You're biding
your time?
Yeah, man. I ain't seen nothing good going to the club lately. You know, I ain't seen nothing good going lately.
Yeah, because you came out.
Not a bunch of pigs are going in right now, man. Okay. Oh, wait a second.
Well, that's what you need to do. Maybe instead of 20, you can get off with only five. So
$100.
Oh, man, something just walked inside. You wouldn't believe the legs on this, man. Look at
really?
That,
What do you think his name is, Chris?
Check it out. What?
You going to buy him a drink, too?
Oh, yeah.
And you go home and not score?
You saying I'm gay?
See?
Hey, man.
Am I saying you're gay?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying you're a pinhead. You know,
hey,
you're hanging out.
Somebody needs some help in aisle six.
Talking about you have so much game, but yet you're not in there.
Right, man.
The game.
You got to get out of that phone booth and go in there.
Dude, somebody needs help on aisle six, man. Why don't you go help him?
Well, let's go help him, Chris. Why don't you buy me a drink for the walk over, man? You do it all the time. I mean, I'm not going to give you none, but you're used to that, you know, buying women drinks.
Oh, you're used to that? If I buy you a drink, I'm buying a woman a drink.
Women look for guys like you, Chris, you know? You look over there, you know, like you got all this game and stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to flirt with him a little bit, get me something free, then he's going to be out the door because that's all I needed. See, they prey on that. They prey on the weakness of your mind. And all you're doing is playing into it because you have now believed it, and now you're playing into their little trap. They got you in their game. They're going to drink free forever thanks to you, man.
I need a price check on green beans. Price check on green beans.
Did you hear that, man?
49 cents. You got your coupon.
Did you hear that, man? Better go get that price check going, man.
Oh, okay. Did you hear the last call over there, man? You better go buy some other girl a drink. She's going thirsty,
man.
Now.
Hey, man.
So she can drink for free off you, okay? Then go to a man who's really good looking that she really cares about, because she's already drunk off you for free.
I'm very
hard working,
man.
She don't need to talk to you anymore. And one more thing about that bra burning thing that you was talking about.
Yeah.
You should get stuff straight. All that was about was women weren't getting treated fair in society. It had nothing to do with them being able to come up and grope a man.
That's about,
you know,
having their boobs
hanging. Before you start to pull facts in your twisted little web, you should probably get it straight.
All right, very good.
You're all twisted.
Thank you for your call, sir.
Yeah, price check on green beans, man. What an asshole, man.
No, the guy was making a really good point. Making some very good points. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Chris is on the line with us. Chris?
Buy a drink. Huh? Why don't you just buy me a drink?
Chris?
Yeah, I'm filming right here.
What was going on?
Some chick is checking me out. Hold on for a second. Buy me a drink. Huh? I got pine, baby. What? No drink? Nah, she's no go, man. She's afraid of me.